Herzlich willkommen zu Dental English to Go. Ich bin Sabine Nemetz und ich lade euch ein, mit diesem Podcast euer Englisch aufzufrischen. Ich möchte euch zeigen, dass es ganz leicht ist, sich im Praxisalltag auf Englisch zu verständigen. Jede Woche schauen wir uns eine bestimmte Situation in der Zahnarztpraxis an und trainieren die passenden Vokabeln und die richtige Aussprache. So, here is your weekly dose of language refresher. In today's lesson, we focus on an important but often sensitive topic, risks and complications in restorative dentistry. We will talk about different aspects and, most importantly, how to explain these topics to patients in a clear and patient-friendly way in English. So, let's start! Understanding the risks and complications of dental restoration can help your patients make informed decisions about the procedures they should opt for and ensure that they are fully prepared for any associated challenges. Wenn Patienten die Risiken und möglichen Komplikationen von Zahnrestaurationen verstehen, können Sie fundierte Entscheidungen treffen und sich besser auf mögliche Herausforderungen vorbereiten. By gaining a comprehensive perspective, they can better evaluate whether dental restoration is the right choice for their unique needs and circumstances. First, the general approach. This means talking about risks in a patient-friendly manner. The key message for your patient is that every dental treatment has benefits and possible risks. You can say, every dental treatment has benefits and possible risks. I'd like to explain them so you can make an informed decision. Number one, cost considerations. Restorative treatments vary in cost depending on materials, complexity, and laboratory work. Higher cost options often offer better aesthetics or longevity. Patient consultation phrases. The cost depends on the material and the type of restoration. This option is more expensive, but it usually lasts longer. We will discuss all costs before starting treatment. Number two, durability and longevity. Restorations are not permanent. Their lifespan depends on material choice, oral hygiene, and biting forces. Patient consultation phrases. This restoration is durable, but it won't last forever. With good oral hygiene, it can last many years. Regular checkups help extend the lifespan of the restoration. Number three, impact on lifestyle. Some restorations may temporarily affect eating habits or require lifestyle adjustments, especially right after treatment. Patient consultation phrases. You may need to avoid very hard foods at first. Most patients return to normal eating after a short adjustment period. This restoration should feel natural in daily life. Number four, procedure and recovery time. Some restorative treatments require multiple visits and recovery time, especially indirect restorations or surgical procedures. Patient consultation phrases. The procedure usually takes 2 appointments. You may feel mild discomfort for a few days. Recovery is usually quick, and most patients return to normal activities the same day. Number 5. Infection. Bacteria can enter the tooth or surrounding tissue if healing is impaired. Patient phrases. In rare cases, an infection can occur. Please contact us if you notice swelling or pain. Number 6. Secondary decay. Decay can develop under or around restorations if oral hygiene is insufficient. Patient phrases. Decay can form around restorations without good oral hygiene. Proper cleaning is essential to prevent this.
Werbung. Aktuelle News für den Praxisalltag, Fachbeiträge, Fortbildungen, Abrechnungstipps und Ernährungswissen. All das gibt's 2x im Monat als Newsletter direkt in euer Mailpostfach. Kostenlos. Für Team und Praxis von Quintessenz. Jetzt abonnieren. Den Link dazu findet ihr in den Shownotes.
Number 7. Nerve Injury. Deep restorations may irritate or damage the dental nerve. Patient phrases. The nerve may become irritated after treatment. In rare cases, further treatment may be needed. Number 8. Failure of the restoration. Restorations can fracture, loosen, or wear down over time. Patient phrases. Restorations can fail due to wear or heavy biting forces. If something feels loose, please let us know. Number 9. Tooth loss. In severe cases, complications can lead to loss of the tooth. Patient phrases. Our goal is always to save the tooth. In rare cases, tooth loss may still occur. Number 10. Difficulty in eating. Patients may experience temporary chewing difficulties after treatment. Patient phrases. Chewing may feel different at first. Your bite usually adjusts within a few days. Number 11. Sensitivity. Sensitivity to temperature or pressure is common after restorative procedures. Patient phrases. Temporary sensitivity is very common. It usually improves within a few weeks. Number 12. General discomfort. Mild soreness or jaw discomfort can occur after longer procedures. Patient phrases. Some discomfort is normal after treatment. Over-the-counter pain relief is usually sufficient. Number 13. Allergic reactions to materials. Rarely, patients may react to certain dental materials. Patient phrases. Allergic reactions are very rare. Please tell us if you have known material allergies. Number 14. Closing message to reassure patients. Most restorations are very successful and complications are uncommon. We'll guide you through every step and address any concerns you may have. Here is your overview of the vocabulary of this week's lesson. To occur, auftreten, vorkommen. To adjust, anpassen. To affect, beeinflussen. Loose, locker. Severe, ernst, heftig, stark. Common, häufig, üblich. Concerns, Bedenken. Surrounding tissue, umliegendes Gewebe. Recovery, Besserung, Genesungsprozess. Over-the-counter pain relief, rezeptfreie Schmerzmittel. Soreness, Schmerz, Wundsein. Longevity, Langlebigkeit. Tooth loss or loss of the tooth, Zahnverlust. Das war unsere Lesson für diese Woche. Nächste Woche befassen wir uns mit den verschiedenen Materialien bei Zahnersatz. Wenn ihr noch mehr Dentalenglisch trainieren wollt, empfehle ich euch mein Buch Dental English, erschienen im Quintessenz Verlag oder auch die Fachzeitschrift Team Journal. Hier findet ihr in jeder Ausgabe eine Übung. Vielen Dank fürs Zuhören. Wenn es euch gefallen hat, dann abonniert diesen Podcast. Es gibt jeden Montag eine neue Folge, überall, wo es Podcasts gibt. Wenn ihr Fragen habt, dann schreibt auf Instagram oder an podcast@quintessenz.de. Alle Links und Adressen findet ihr auch in den Shownotes. Ich sage goodbye and see you next week. Das war Dental English to Go mit Sabine Nemetz, der Englisch-Podcast für den Praxisalltag. Ein Quintessenz-Podcast.